I'm Liza.
I'm Liv.
And you're listening to Pen Pals and Gals, the podcast.
We're back after a really long time again.
Yeah, how long has it been?
The last one we did, I believe, was on
it was a month ago.
May 10th. So it's been a month. And it's 'cause of school, like always.
Yes. We'd like to thank our endlessly resilient fans for just
always just being here for us.
Yeah. Just kidding. We know that all of you don't like us, but it's fine.
And Jack, special shout out to you.
Oh my God.
I bet you're totally listening because you know that my podcast exists now, so it's kind of cool. So yeah. Anyways.
So.
A lot has happened.
A lot has happened, you guys. You know,
ups and downs.
Everything.
Turn it around.
Hey, Macarena. And that's just how life goes sometimes.
Do the cha-cha now.
Oh my God, did you see me on MSB with the cha-cha slide?
No, I think it was in, walking around the hallway.
That's really sad. For all of you who are from our school, I was on MSB, and then I was walking through the hallway, and everyone was like, I saw you on MSB, so no, I'm famous.
It was like the dance, it's our school broadcasting. Okay, well, some people are dumb, so.
A lot of people are dumb. You know who else is dumb?
Your mom.
My mom's very smart.
Your mom's actually
very smart. Really
I'm gonna lay down so that they can hear me more. Hi, sisters.
Good, awesome. Oh, actually,
probably should
nail. It's better.
Okay, so what's been going on? So we went on my boat. Let's talk about that.
My boat.
Stop. Literally suck my dick. Suck my dick.
You don't have one.
Yes, I do. Stop. Don't tell. Don't tell. Stop telling.
Oh, we also have coffee and popcorners.
Yes. I actually don't really like popcorners at all. I think they're kind of gross. Like, just either have popcorn or chips. Like, just make up your mind. Don't have both.
I only like the kettle corn ones, but I was
but we're eating them anyway, so that's fun.
Well, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
I like them.
I don't know. I just, like, just, I hate, like, knockoff snacks.
I just hate life, so.
I just kind of hate being alive, you know?
But, like, that's another topic for another day.
But that's, that's a topic for my therapist.
I guess it's a tea. Oh, we're so funny.
We're really just on the same
level.
Wavelength. Okay. Today. All right. Guess we're not.
You're done. You're numb.
Okay. Anyway, so let's talk about the boat. So for those of you who don't know, I am a boat. Like, someone said about 3 years. Thank you for summarizing that. Yes, my family has a sailboat, and we took Liv on it, and she drowned, and that was a real bummer. But now,
actually, no, I didn't
her, no, 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 her replacement, her clone is here, and we've replaced all of her memories to make her think that she's still alive.
Yeah.
But fun fact, she is not. So, how do you feel about that clone, Liv?
Feels pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm.
Georgiana and Darcy Dan.
Hmm? What are you doing? Oh, Liv is reading things from my Google Drive. Yeah, but so we went on the boat. I broke my toe. Nobody cared. And then.
You definitely did not break it.
I think I did. Because it still hurts.
There's no way of proving that you broke
it
your toe.
It still hurts. That's a lot. Thing. And it was like a month ago, and it still hurts.
It's fake.
No, it's not. My toe needs help. 911.
The only thing that needs help is you.
Amber alert for my toe.
She's gone missing. She's very young.
She needs a lot of help.
She's only 16 whole years.
Oh my God. Imagine, oh my God. Do you know what I heard the other day? So your cells replace themselves, like, you know, like once a month or something, which means that, like, every month I'm a different person. What's up with that? Is that not weird to you?
Yeah, I don't really care that much.
But, like, you are truly a thrilling conversationalist. You are so uninteresting. You'd be like, I heard the world's ending tomorrow. You're like, yeah, I don't know, I guess. I don't really care.
You know, speaking of the world ending, I watched this new show on Amazon Prime. It was only 6 episodes long, and it was called Good Omens, so it was pretty good.
What was it about?
Is the world ending. You said that.
But like in what way?
Okay, well, you're gonna hate this, but
it's zombies.
No, I would not watch it. There's zombies.
Liv has a terrifying fear of zombies.
It's really bad.
It's really weird.
As a kid on Mushi Monsters, you know the zombie guy?
Yeah.
Whenever I'd scoop him ice cream, I'd always serve him first because I was scared of him.
Oh, I was playing Mushi Monsters today in Spanish.
Yeah, Caitlin told me that's why we started playing.
It was fun.
My person's name is Lamppost with 2 L's and 2 T's.
The Lamppost.
Yeah, it was Lamppost.
Yes. So. My guy's name is Rice Pilaf 1, so add
why?
Me. Because Rice Pilaf is just my default
it's
go-to.
It's not that good.
It's just, Rice Pilaf is delicious.
Light Post is better.
Light Post is kind of funny.
It was the first. I was thinking because I was going to do Skinny Legend with the 1 and the 8, but that was too long, so I did Lamp Post.
Mm.
That because it was the first thing that popped into my head.
Because it sounds like. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is a PG Christian server. Yeah. What were we talking about? The boat.
About the
I broke
show.
My toe. Talking about the show. But, end of the world. You're a bad conversationalist. Backtracking. Anyway,
mean.
I broke
back
my toe.
Back to the boat.
Back to the boat. Back on the boat. Okay, sorry. So basically, we took Liv on the boat. We went to a little baby island. The way there was tumultuous, to say the
yeah,
least.
Yeah, we were chipped pretty far.
Yes.
It was fun, though.
If any of you are nautical, then we were healing a lot, and it was, like, it was pretty upwind. It was kind of thick.
And
if
you're not nautical, it was tipping to one side, and it was kind of scary.
Wow, look at us really being diverse.
That's bad. But we survived.
We did survive.
We were making sandwiches, and everything was sliding.
So oh, my God, it was so funny. So we went down to the galley, and we were making sandwiches.
Which is the bottom of the boat,
if you're
wondering.
That's the kitchen. The kitchen, the galley's not the bottom of the boat. The bottom of the
like
boat,
like the inside of the boat.
That's just down below.
Okay, well you.
I
said
tried
the
to teach Liv a lot of nautical terms. And she understood approximately.
Actually,
zero
I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, you kind of.
The only thing I know is that ropes are called lines, and that's it.
Oh my God! Look at her, she's so smart. Can we get a round of applause for Liv? Yay!
Okay, finish
sorry.
Your story. We were down in the kitchen, which is in the boat.
And we were making sandwiches,
yes.
And we were heeled over. And so everything kept, like, sliding away from us. So it took us a really long time to make our sandwiches. But then once we did, they were really good. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. That's all.
Yeah.
I feel like we had a weird encounter with people, but I don't remember what it was. Didn't we have some weird encounter with, like, a person talking to us?
Oh, well, we got onto the island and we walked to the general store and the lady was really nice.
She was really nice. But you
know, when we were walking to the top of the island.
Oh, so we were
this guy and
the
lady, they
we were going
like,
for a hike
really
onto
weird.
The top of the island and a lady in a golf cart, because everybody on this island uses golf carts and not cars because
really
gas
cute.
Is expensive. It is really cute. I'm also getting married on this specific island. I'm not going to name it, but
I'll be the maid of honor. It's fine.
No, you won't be. I hate you and I will never talk to you after high school.
I totally
anyway.
Will be.
Next, but so they drove with bias in a golf cart, and they were smiling at us, and then on the way down, we saw them again, and the guy goes, hi, girls, and we were just like,
looks like I'm about to get ended.
And, like, it wasn't even scary, like, they weren't scary-looking people, but just whenever anybody talks to me, I'm just like, oop, that's it, I'm about to get kidnapped. That's kind of the extent of our experiences with, That's
you know, but like maybe if a special someone was like near us, you know, someone by the name of Jason Derulo.
Oh, thank you so much, Liv, for just making that a smooth transition.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you are new here and you're very confused, mm-hmm. obviously you should be.
Yeah.
Welcome to Pen Pals and Gals. Every time in the episode, we pick a specific time and then we say the name of our Lord and Savior,
Jason Derulo.
He is honestly just.
A guy.
He's the man.
We don't even know where he is. Wait, what happens if he, like, does something bad, like kidnaps
then
a kid?
Then we'll have to...
then we'll do Justin Bieber.
Oh, he drag raced, though.
Okay, but he, like...
Who's an unproblematic... Oh my God, Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
Or who's Steven. The guy who plays Ant-Man?
I don't know. Oh, I know who you're talking about. That. I know who it is. I know what he looks like, but
that
I don't know
guy.
His name. If Steven is listening to this, which I keep telling him to, and he keeps being like, no, but he knows that I have a thing for Rob Lowe, and I just love Rob Lowe.
Who
so doesn't? let's just look up some pictures of Rob
Lowe
really
like
quick.
50 years old.
He, okay. Lowe. Outsiders. Everyone listening from home, please look up pictures of young Rob Lowe. He
look,
is
what we looked up was Rob
so
Lowe Outsiders.
He's so cute.
I forget, who'd he play?
Look at him.
Who'd he
he's
play?
Soda Pop. He's the oh my God, he's... Mm. Oh!
Stop.
He's so hot. He's so hot. Okay, alright, sorry. Sorry.
He's even good looking now. Oh, he's like 50.
He looks like, kind of like that now. He's...
He's still...
I
he's
love
still
Rob Lowe so much. Okay,
anyways.
Sorry. We're anyway. That's gross. You're disgusting. You're... Ew. Literally,
and
ew.
Then we went... Okay, the next day, then we went to
a beach, and we met our friends there,
and
that's
it. We had
it.
A good time.
Yeah, and then we went home. Oh, except my dad was kiteboarding, which if you don't know what that is, look up a picture, because I don't want to explain it. you hold onto a kite and you stand on a board and you go places. It's whatever.
Self-explanatory.
It's like skateboarding, but on water. But not at all. That was a terrible explanation. Yeah. Never mind. Okay, whatever. So
you have an eyelash right here.
I like it there, you dumb bitch.
Other way. Make a wish. Okay, it was probably a bad one.
So I didn't even make a wish.
Probably should have.
So,
what was it?
You whore. I didn't make a wish. I just said that.
That's what you want me to think, but I know you made a wish and you're... Ow!
I almost just pushed over my coffee while kicking Liv.
Me to not...
Yeah, because you are going to. I can put my toe in your belly button.
Okay, can we finish?
Sorry, we're just gonna... I'm gonna molest Liv.
It's
anyway,
just a bit of... It's not a long day, because everyone's like, fine, fine, fine.
I know, so we're all... We're both kind of crackheads right now. Sorry.
But we'll talk about that a little bit more in a bit.
Anyway, but we just had to go rescue my dad, and I thought he was gonna drown, and I got really scared. But we lived, and that's that.
Yeah. And then we went back to... The Yacht Club.
Yeah.
And we had...
Did we eat dinner there?
Yeah, we had Din Din. Yeah. Or, like, right near it or something.
Yeah. And then we tried to go home. And my mother lost her phone, and we spent an hour looking for it, going back and forth from the boat. Mm-hmm. And that was really fun. And then she bought a new phone because she couldn't find it. Mm. So we're guessing that it went to the ocean. And now...
I don't know how that happened.
I don't know either. She doesn't know. I'm really hoping that she just, like, finds it on the boat, and then that'll be my phone because she got a new phone. Can I please have some popcorners?
I'm afraid I don't like them.
Yeah, but I'm hungry. Or I'm just bored because I'm talking to you, and you're disgusting. Thank you. Okay, anyway, so let's just move on. Whatever. The boat was fun. I wish Liv had drowned, but tragically, only her clothes
were... We got really
here.
Burnt.
Oh my god, both of our legs. The
my
first
legs are
still
day. Peeling. Look.
Yeah, on the first passage over, we literally just
which means the first boat ride over, if
yes.
you're dumb.
We absolutely fried our legs, and it was really upsetting and very sad, and honestly, not that good of a time. Ow! Liv is kicking me. Ew, she's like, what? Ew, get away from me. You nasty.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Which one of you
doesn't know how to flush the toilet after you've had a shit?
Wasn't me.
Well, it was fucking one of you. Disgusting. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So moving on. We're working together this summer. It's
only
official.
The 19th time that we've talked about this, but...
We talk about the same things over and over again, but with little updates.
Oh, yeah. And also, when... Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I read this right.
Okay.
Ew. That's what we speak.
We're working together this summer. And we got our schedules.
Yeah. I had to go pick up the papers that I just did turn in, so now I have two copies of it. Plus, I have to go to the doctor's and get it. Plus, I have to go... to guidance and get work papers and like I have to do a bunch of other things.
How do you not have working papers? You've literally had a job before.
I don't know. It's weird. Well, for my last job, I didn't have to have
them. Oh, that's really scary.
Anyways,
I really hope that you guys are enjoying this ASMR because I'm not planning on stopping munching.
That's bad.
Ew.
That's what it sounds like.
That's really yucky. Okay.
So what days are you working? That's really interesting.
Literally every single day. Every single day this summer I'm working because she asked me what days I could work. So I told her every weekday, but not the weekends. So she put me on for every weekday. And I was like, you are so mean to me. And we yelled at each other about schedules for a little bit. And then I was like, fine, I'll just do those hours. And by yelled, I mean we casually emailed using common vernacular. And that's it.
Today she called me during math. I had to go out. She gave me all the things. And then I show up to get the papers, and she's like, yeah, I left you a message that I was going out. And I was like, yeah, I didn't get that message. She's like, well, you know, like, there's no gray area. Like, we just really got to keep communicating, or else this isn't going to work out. And I was like, yeah, I hear you, but I just didn't get a message. I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, well.
I was like, we talked on the phone.
No, and her boss below her, named Alex. So she called me and she was like, hi, Olivia Barclay, I want to talk to you this, then, and there, and blah, 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 whatever. And so I called her back and I was like, did you mean to call not me? Like, who, what,
So I don't think I've gotten a call from her, but.
Yeah, and I was like, you should call her. And she was like, oh, I have two numbers for her. And I was like, okay, this isn't it. What do you want from me?
This is Liza. Maybe because it. I don't know. Liz, Liza, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I work Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 to 12. I think on Saturdays I work 7 to 1, so.
I'm working every single day, different times.
We work Tuesday and Thursday together, though, so that's good.
We're going to try to teach a lesson together, but it's definitely not going to happen.
Well, doesn't it happen later in the day? Is that like 2 or something? I feel like she said something like that.
I don't really remember.
All right, well, we'll figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Our brothers graduated this weekend, last weekend.
They sure did. It was so exciting.
It was really long.
I got so sunburned.
I didn't because I was in the shade.
I wasn't, and it made me really upset. I have a distinct line on only one half of my back for my dress. And honestly, I think if I could just have a little bit of melanin and not be actually albino, then maybe...
Well, you're British, though.
I'm British.
So I'm German. I'm German and Scottish, so I'm, like, pretty cool.
That's really zany and quite zesty. My, my mom and my brother are in England right now.
England.
Can you not, like, move like that, please? That made me really uncomfortable. Lynn is, like, I don't even want to say what she's doing. Dude, she's being really weird.
It, like, cracks.
She's, like, cracking her back. But it looks, no.
That's my hip.
Do it again. Ew! That's so weird! Ew.
Are you naked?
Oh. Ew. But so, our brothers graduated. What do you think it's going to be like when we graduate? I really want to get
a speech. My parents want to get the fat heads, and they want to get air horns.
Awesome.
And I was like, please don't. But yeah, the only way you could give a speech is if you have, like, an essay, or if you write a poem like Becca did, which was, I, like, almost started crying when she was saying, Becca?
But her poem?
Yeah.
Her poem wasn't that sad, Broski.
Oh, I thought it was really cute.
It was cute, but it wasn't, like, crying.
Well, because I was like, oh, they're leaving. And then
I was like, God bless. Up, baby. Yeah. Also, I love that we're just going to finish these, and there is 7 servings per container, so.
Well, it wasn't filled up anyway, so it's fine.
Oh, it was open?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was.
Sure it was. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
So, speaking of food, you guys, I made the best dinner ever last night.
Yeah,
I've been making
it?
This one recipe of chicken for so long.
Oh, it's the weird spicy chicken?
Yes, but it's so good. I put honey in it last night.
Ew.
So it was like honey and chipotle and like sweet and spicy and it was so good.
Spicy bro.
Mm-hmm. If you stay for dinner, I'll let you have some. And it is.
I'm a half here because my parents and I have to pick me up at like 6.
Okay, that sucks. Well, I would drive you home, but haha. Guess who didn't pass her license?
We're gonna talk about that a little bit.
Let's just talk about it now.
Okay.
So I had my test scheduled for the 4th. 4th of June.
Which was last week.
Yes.
It was last Tuesday.
Oh my god, it's exactly a week.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm chilling out at home. I'm like, golly, I'm real nervous, but I have an underlying feeling that I had an underlying feeling that I wasn't going to pass. I just felt like I wasn't going to pass. Didn't know why,
That's
but
really
I was like,
weird.
I feel like I'm just going to make a little mistake and mess up. So, you know, I get picked up by the company and they drive me there and we practice for 2 hours. And I'm like, okay, actually, I think I'm totally going to pass. Like, this is super easy. I can totally drive. I'm very talented. And I'm like, honestly, I'm going to pass. So, you know, I'm a little nervous, but not that bad. My hands aren't shaking. I'm doing fine. So I'm taking my test, do everything perfectly. All my side street maneuvers looking good. Time for parallel parking. Before parallel parking, she had me wait for a girl before me to stop, like, finish her parking. And this girl hit, like, 8 different cones and took, like, it was like a 30,000 point turn trying to get in there and like wedge herself in there. And so we were just sitting there.
The space is pretty big,
oh my God,
too.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably bigger than it would normally.
And she was like talking to me and she was like, oh my God, whatever you do, don't do that. And I was like, I hope I won't. And it went on for a long time. We were watching this girl for like 15 minutes just try to maneuver. And she was like, yeah, she did not pass. And I was like, oh. And she was like, is this giving you a lot of confidence? And I was like, oh, yeah. And she was like, I bet you're going to do better than her. And I was like, I hope so. So, you know, at that point, I was like, ah, man, this lady's totally going to pass me. I'm going to do great. So I pull up, do my parallel parking, get in there perfectly, nice and snug, looking good. And she's like, awesome. And so I turn around to start backing up. I see my company guy and I like, he gives me a big smile and 2 thumbs up. I'm like, oh my God, I'm totally going to pass. Bill, my man.
I love my.
So I'm backing up. I stop backing up. I go to go forward. I'm pulling out of the space and the front right corner of my car touches a cone and she fails me on the spot. And I started crying right then and there. She was like, oh, you didn't just hit that cone. I was like, yeah, I did.
She's been like, no.
That's what everybody's been insane. But, like, okay. She, okay. like, saw me hit it. And I was like, I'm not going to be, like, no. Yeah,
it's okay.
So then she was just like, okay, just pull out, like, pull out and park right there. So I did. And she was like, yeah, so you're going to have to come back. And I started sobbing. I was so sad.
The lady that you had, everyone fills with her. Mm-hmm. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bill was saying, the guy, the company guy, we'll just say, no one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bill was saying that you were, like, the best driver there, like, number one. He was like, yeah, everyone passed except for this one girl, but she was the best driver.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I know exactly who he's talking about.
Yeah, no.
I
saw the girl. Oh, so, and lady. I went first. No.
Oh.
I went first out of my group, so I had to sit there and watch three other people pass right in front of me while I was just sitting there crying in the backseat of a car, and so this girl, like, who's a senior, she passed, and then at graduation last weekend, I just, like, watched her, like, get her diploma, and I was like, I hate you. I was like, you idiot.
Yeah.
But... let's talk about your test. How did yours go? This went a lot. Oh, and then I went home and cried for an hour, and then I went back to school because the education grind never stops.
Yeah, our parents were like, okay, you have to go. Okay, so mine was on Wednesday, so the day after Eliza's, I passed. But so I was getting in the car, like, because you get picked up, like Eliza said, and I, like, was, like, almost on the brink of tears because I was, like, I'm so scared right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, yeah, that was pretty cool. Didn't you... say something else.
What were you going to say? How you almost failed?
Oh, yeah. So, I was super nervous before, and, like, the night before, I also, like, didn't sleep. But, like, before the test was way more nerve-wracking, and, like, it was funny how you said, like, you had an underlying tone of, like, you're going to fail. I had an underlying tone that I was going to pass.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, I, you know, can't get yourself too amped up because, like...
Yeah, no, exactly.
And I was like, okay, if I fail, I'm going to go to school, sit in the bathroom until whatever the next class comes, and, like, I'll be fine, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so before I was super nervous, and I was the second person to go, I get in the car, and the guy that I had, super-duper nice, him and the driving instructor guy were just talking the whole time. It was super casual. He's super nice. He's like, hi, how are you? I was like, yeah, what's up? So I parallel parked first and, you know, did that fine. He was like, yeah, just, like, go into drive and turn the wheel a little bit so you're, like, parallel. And I was like, okay, sounds good. And so he was like, okay, pull out, we're gonna go to the side street. So I did side street maneuvers, and then I came back, and he was like, okay, pull into the right, and if you, like, have your driver's license, you know, you have to swing out and then go in. So I didn't swing out because I was super close already to the right. So he's like, okay, just fix your parking. So I go into reverse, and I look back, and I didn't look back as long as I should have. I looked forward more than I looked back, and then I fix it, and he was like, okay, well, that's an automatic fail. And I was like, oh, shit, I just did everything, and now I'm gonna fail. And he's like, but I'll pass you today. And I was like,
you're like, yeah,
you are a blessed man. Oh my god. See, yeah, like, he was so nice.
I feel like if you had
that guy, he would have been like, okay, like,
honestly,
because I think actual test was so good.
Mine was too.
Yeah,
yeah,
like, if you had the guy that I had, he would have passed you because your test was so good. But yeah, the lady, she fails literally everyone.
And she seemed so nice. Like, when she got in the car, she was like, hi, how are you? And I was like, good. See, I was like, I'm scared of you, but good, I think.
Good?
Me? Yeah. No, Liza?
This one? Me?
This corpse that I'm inhabiting because I'm a ghost?
Yeah, so I'm super cool. I think my plastic license comes in the mail, like,
that's
today.
That's literally so exciting. I'm going to frame it for you. I'm going to take it from you and frame it.
That's really bad.
Nope.
But right now on my permit, all I have is a stamp, and I'm like, I'm driving around the highway.
Wait, are you not supposed to drive before you get your card?
No. Oh. I already have it. It's like a temporary license, I'm already insured, so it's fine. But it feels, like, legal.
Yeah.
And then Liza's going for her test soon, so.
I am, yeah. I've been telling some people the date, but I don't really want, like,
I don't know the date.
It's because you suck. I hate you. Next question. Jesus.
Then why are you even doing this?
For clout? I don't know. Just kidding. I'll tell you after. But
I don't really
whatever.
Care.
I'm taking it. I don't want to take it. But the worst part about me not passing is that my mother and my brother are away in England, like I said.
England.
England. 90 degrees, obtuse, acute. It's crazy.
All of the fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Anyway, but so they're away, and so it's only me and my papa.
Mi padre.
Oui. Porque no puedo...
Can you say this in English?
Porque no puedo conducir, yo necesito, rides, todos los, lugares, yo necesito ir. Entonces, si... No, I'm gonna stop. Anyway, yeah. If I had my license, I would be able to drive myself everywhere that I needed to go, but because I don't, I have to get a ride every single place I go now. And it's just really inconvenient because I only have one car that can take me places instead of having three cars to take me places.
Yeah. I mean, I would, like, give you rides to school.
Yeah, but that's, like, illegal.
I would get illegal. And the cops would be able to sniff me out right away.
Yeah. So. I can smell you for miles.
In our state, I think it's only our state that does it.
It's so dumb.
I'm pretty sure because I have friends in Pennsylvania who are like, I can just drive my friends.
My brother is a girlfriend from New Hampshire, for those of you who aren't aware. Yeah. And she could literally drive, like, she had her license the beginning of sophomore year. And she was like, her birthday's in October. And she had, she was like 15 and like had her license.
Oh, yeah, because isn't there, theirs is 15. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should just move to New Hampshire.
I might.
Yeah, the state that we live in is like, oh, yeah, you can't drive anyone outside of your family for 6 months.
It's garbage. It is garbage.
Which is really annoying. But, like, all of our, like, close friends are all on the older side. So, like, it's not going to, like,
Except for, like, Amelia and Rowan. Like, yeah. Amelia still doesn't have her permit. I don't think Rowan does either.
Rowan has her permit.
It's so funny.
Yeah, because I was telling Bill on our ride to the school, I was like, yeah, it's so weird. I'm like, done. But I have a bunch of friends who are just starting driver's ed.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I think it was like Ava, and who's like, oh, like, I'm starting my first driving hour this week. And I'm like, yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah, I was talking to Megan, and she said the same thing, and I was like, that's so weird to me.
Uh-huh. I remember my last driving hour.
I was so happy to be done.
Yeah, we saw each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my god, that was so funny.
You had a different car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so, anyway, let's move on. So, finals.
How about tomorrow.
They sure do.
Tomorrow I have math and strings, and each final is an hour and a half. We start at 7:15.
Get out at 11:30?
No, 10:30.
Oh, God bless.
That's 7:15 to 8:45 is the first final, then you have 15 minutes, so then it's 9 o'clock, and then 9 o'clock to 10:30.
Where am I supposed to go for that 15 minutes?
You can go to your next class, you can walk around, you can go to the CAF, like, literally anything, like last year. I'll probably go to the strings room.
I didn't even remember that. Why is that? Oh, I thought that was really dusty. Oh my god, I'm so hyped for the strings final.
It's literally so hard. And I have to finish my study guide for that. And I haven't finished my Spanish study guide either. It's taking me so long.
So I'm kind of debating this year, just not studying at all. Last year I really grinded and I got like B's on all my finals.
Yeah, because last year was like freshman year.
Yeah.
And last year I had to worry about almost failing math, which I almost did.
I remember that. And I was like, oh my god, I'm going to fail math. And then you didn't. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, because I was looking up summer school options.
Cute. I'm really glad that I am not doing that. But speaking of school and summer school and grades and stuff, I am coming to the realization that I may just be like a mediocre student, and that's very painful for me.
Welcome to the rest of the world. I don't
know. And this is like, I'm pretty sure this is like a very common thing, but yeah. It's like my entire like elementary school, middle school, I was always like, oh yeah, I'm hella smart. Mm. Like, and now I'm in high school and I'm like, oh, maybe I'm not that smart. And it hurts.
Do you have any level two classes?
No.
Well, then you aren't mediocre.
And it is painful. But it's you know, I just want to be number one, but I'm actually like number 96, and it's a little hurty-morty. Yeah.
Well, good thing we're not going to have
Class rank. I don't like that we don't have that, though. I want to quantify how smart I am and then base my self-worth around it.
You're one of the people.
I want...
Considered a fool.
Hmm?
What?
Nothing.
Honestly, I couldn't care less.
No. I kind of could. I don't know why. I don't know. My dad was talking to me, and he was like, yeah, you think you're probably, like, top 10 in your class, right? I was like, are you kidding me? Have you seen my grades? I was like, I'm, like, barely top 100. And he was like, that's not true. And
no,
I was like,
definitely top 100.
Yeah. Like, I'm not close.
At graduation, they didn't even sit kids where...
I know. I wish they did that. Can you imagine if they put them in order?
Jack would have been last.
Oh my God, that would have been so funny.
He was like 280 of
350.
350. So like he was in the lower half, but he wasn't like the last kid.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting so many crumbs on this carpet.
What, Jesus Christ. Do you know what Tyler was?
Somewhere close to 100. I think he was like,
yeah,
105 or something maybe.
It is.
I don't know, but yeah, it's gonna be really weird to have him in college. We say that every time, but
yeah,
it's really
it'll be
nice
now. Because then we'll have her the cars. So.
That's true.
There's a lot of fighting, you know.
I'm like driving. I'm not looking forward to that. See, yeah. And that you're was gonna
come
in. Thing.
You're gonna come into that.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, Jack and I was like, so my dad's car was home because my mom and dad driving to work together today, and mm-hmm. so I was like, oh, can you take the car? Because last time I took the car, I took a chunk out of the tire and
you what?
Yeah. Because I was,
tell me about that.
Yeah, no, so I was coming back from Grad Night Live because mm-hmm. I went to, like, go see the things, which is, like, after graduation, a lot of schools do this. After graduation, the seniors go and stay at the school all night. So, Jack was out going to, like, grad parties and stuff, so I was like, okay, can I take your car? And my dad was like, sure, just be careful. And I was like, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove there, everything was fine. And then
wait,
I was
your dad's car or the red car?
My dad's car.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Which is, like, not good. Because, you know.
It's a big fancy car.
My dad's car.
It's big boy hours.
Yeah. But anyways, so I was driving, and I hit the curb, and I was like, okay, well, I gotta go and, like, make sure, like, one, I didn't hit anything else, and two, if any damage was there. So I, like, went and parked, and it didn't look like there was anything there. So I was like, okay, I think I'm good. I'll just tell my dad when I get home, and, you know, we'll check if there's anything. So I drove home, told him, he's like, okay, I'll check in the morning. And it turns out I took a chunk out of the wheel.
How do you
do
that?
I don't know. It does. And then I looked before I left today.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. I can't see anything. I know it was on the right back tire. Like, wow. If you're looking at the back of the car, it's on the right back tire. And I looked. There's nothing there. So I don't
know.
That's
so weird.
And apparently there's, like, a scratch, too. So I was like,
Oops.
I don't exactly know. So then I was like, oh, Dad, can I take your car?
And he's
today?
Like, no.
And I was like, wait, I'll just have Jack drive me. And he's like, yeah, that's a good idea. And I was like,
ouch,
that's kind
roasted.
Of weird. But he probably meant that as a joke.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever driven my brother and Mai's car. Mai's? My car?
And Mai's.
And me's.
The
cars. The cars that's me's.
Mine's.
You know that the thine cochine, which
yeah.
is mine's.
Mine's is?
Mine. Hey, I heard a really funny joke. So there's a minor man who gets pulled over, and the cop pulls him over, and he says, hey, whose car is this? Where are you going? What do you do for work? And the guy says, mine.
That's dumb.
Nope, it's not. It's very funny.
I get it.
Thank you for coming
dumb.
To my TED Talk. That's all. I really hope you enjoyed. I'd like to thank my mother.
Unsubscribe if you think Liza's...
Unsubscribe
if you think Liza's joke was dumb.
That's really hurtful. All six
just
of our
kidding.
Followers
we don't
are gonna...
have it. Well, we're going to have zero now because of you. So.
Oh, true. True. Sorry. Yeah, that's
well, maybe
true.
We have more listeners. We actually don't know because Spotify won't let us into
yeah.
Spotify artists.
So thank you. Thank you, Zanamai.
So we
Zanamai.
Have no idea.
Hey, what if I, like, cut my legs off? Would that be fun?
You wouldn't have legs then.
Yeah, but, like, wouldn't it be just be kind of fun to, like, hit people with, like, your leg?
No, because you'd be bleeding out.
No, but, like, once they, like, got better, like, you could just keep the leg and then just hit people with it.
That's gross.
But, like, what would happen?
People would be like, that's gross.
But yeah, but just, wouldn't it be, like, kind of silly?
You mean your real leg, right?
My leg, yes.
Not like a prosthetic?
No, like a regular leg.
That's
and
gross.
I'd keep it, like, in my freezer and I'd, like, hit people with it sometimes. Hey, listeners, is that weird? I just think it'd be fun. I just had that idea in my head just right now, and I just think that would be, like, a funny thing. I'm not going to do that. If the FBI is listening, I'm not going to cut off my leg and hit people with it. Probably. That would be funny. Just kidding, not really. Okay, anyway. What was I just going to say? I was just going to say something.
I have no idea. I'm still a little stuck on what you just said.
Okay, we're going to move on. So I got a haircut.
Let's get a haircut. Like,
I got a haircut.
Last weekend? Right,
yeah,
because we had
yes.
Fiery Friends plus...
Heck yeah, we did. Plus a few. So, I got my hair cut last Friday. But before that, on Thursday, I cut my own hair because I do that sometimes when I'm feeling angsty. Yeah, I, like, didn't cut anything off, really. But, so, I thought it'd be fun to talk about self-made haircuts. What are the pros? What are the cons?
You both know those.
Yes, because we both made terrible hair decisions in our bathroom when we're having mental breakdowns.
My hair's still growing out. I need to go get it trimmed.
That's fun.
It's definitely grown out a lot more.
Yeah,
it's
like on the top absolutely. Of my boobs, absolutely. So. So I really enjoy cutting my hair, and I say to my friends all the time, like, wouldn't it be funny if I shaved my head? But I'm not going to shave my head, but I've had this conversation with a lot of people, and everyone seems to have the same feelings. Okay, if you could have one wish, no, never mind, that's a dumb way to pose this. I think it'd be really, really fun to be able to shave your head yourself, mm-hmm. and then in 5 minutes it would all grow back. What do you think? Because can you imagine how cathartic that would be? Just be able to, like, buzz all your hair off and just have, like, a weird little egg head, and then in, like, 5 minutes it would just be back.
Yeah. Maybe you should ask my dad about that.
No, because I don't think his hair would grow back.
It grows back pretty fast.
Not in 5 minutes. Like, to like, my that. Regular length.
You don't know that.
I've been with your dad for more than 5 minutes, and his hair has not grown.
Because he didn't just shave his head. I want my dad to not shave his head and see what happens.
Liv's dad does not have hair, right. by the way.
My
That's
dad's
the
bald
joke.
By choice. Because people can be like, oh no, he has cancer. Like, no, he's
not. Oh my god, I don't think that's what people assume.
You don't know that. My dad's bald by choice.
People just assume that he's like old.
And he doesn't have, is it alopecia or something?
Alopecia. I think people just assume that like he's old
you
and his hair falls
know.
Out.
It didn't fall out. If he really wanted to, he could grow out his hair. It would just be the weird like dad ring, you know?
Oh my god, what's up with that? Why does hair grow
your
like
dad
that?
Doesn't have that? Your dad doesn't
no,
have a dad
because
ring.
My dad's not a freak. Your dad isn't a freak.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Sorry.
Do you mean the dad ring, like
the dad
like
ring, where it's just
like
right
Mr.
Here.
K at our school?
The, who?
Mr. K with
oh,
the shiny
yeah.
head. Ew, that's such a gross hair.
But his is long.
Yeah, it's really yucky.
So I think that's why my dad chooses it. Like, and Jack's going bald, and so as well. So that's all we can.
Oh
my
god,
my
you have a whole squad of
my kids are gonna
bald.
Go bald too.
you're gonna go bald.
No, my mom's
Liv
always,
has receding hairline.
No, has
Liv has
hair.
Receding hairline. Liv's receding hairline. Drink that. Don't. Ew. Liv is like swirling her coffee around. It's getting so watery and gross. Just finish that, please. Shots, 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 shots to everybody.
Yeah, but, yeah. I think self haircuts, you have to be. First, you have to be clear. Okay, you have to be okay, mentally okay, because if you're not, you're gonna cut your hair shorter than
oh
you want
god.
It to be.
Yes,
because you're like,
February.
I
want to
be different.
I want to be a different person. I want to change my chemical composition so my brain knows how to make serotonin. So I'm gonna cut my hair in hopes that it happens.
Basically, we're a power duo of mental issues. So
hooray.
My brand is freaking out over nothing.
It is
really
and,
good.
And asking what day it is.
I never know. That's gonna either my senior quote's gonna be what day is it, or my brand is freaking out about things.
Yeah. So in our group chat, Friggin' Lisa, if you're from Friggin' Lisa, shout
Hi.
Out to you. We love
they
you.
They probably don't listen.
They definitely
especially
don't listen.
Especially you,
to this. Caitlin. Oh my god, I guarantee Caitlin doesn't listen to this. But every single Sunday at like 10 o'clock at night, 9 to 10 o'clock, Liv will text in the group chat and say, "What day is it tomorrow?" Because our school has a rotating schedule, so it's like
I'll do that.
Either day E or day A. And it's really funny because it's like you've already done all your homework. Like you know what homework
I know.
Is
I did
due.
My so I don't do my homework on Thursday, so then I have it all saved up until Sunday.
Gotcha,
so
okay.
I never know.
But like you know, you could look at your Canvas calendar and see when things are due and be like, "Oh, it's an A
or
day."
Or just text you. Guys.
Or she could just text us. But it's so funny because it's so routine that every single Sunday night, it's always just like she's like, "What day is it tomorrow?" And everyone's like, "A," and she's like, "Okay, thanks." And it's just.
I also,
you know,
I think I have a little bit of OCD because it's, like, kind of a routine. Like, I can't, like, go to sleep without making sure that I know what day it is.
It makes sense. I mean, like...
And, like, other things,
it's just
you know?
A good habit. It's good,
but, yeah.
Thing.
I'll do it this Sunday, too. So I'll be like, guys, what day it is? And everyone's gonna be like, shut the fuck up.
You
like,
should
guys, this was just a joke.
No,
okay?
do it in the summer. Every single summer.
Every
single,
Sunday?
Every single Sunday in the summer. Be like, what day is it? We'll be like, it's Sunday. And you'll be like, no, I mean school. What day is it tomorrow?
It's gonna Maybe. Forever be a day for the next 3 months. Why?
Jesus Christ. I am so glad that school's ending. I think
I'm getting the poops.
Liv's gonna poop her pants. How to poop your pants at a strings concert. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
I don't even know. We need to figure out how to get the rest of our
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. You guys are just gonna have to not listen to them. They weren't that good anyway.
Well, I don't like that it's like episode.
I know. I know. It kind of pisses me off.
Whatever. But... It's fine. And this summer, since we'll be able to drive, we'll be able to like
film more.
Yeah, like after work, we can go and drive to one of our houses.
True. Oh my god, we could like, you know, like go for a little swim. Because that's definitely what we're gonna want to do after working at a chlorine pool all summer. Just go for a little swim. I'm gonna break your arm now. Ready?
No.
That's me breaking Liv's arm. Let go.
This weekend I got my nails done.
They look so bad.
They look like they always do because I'm going.
Yeah,
to
they look. Why do you? Why don't just get a different color?
I really like this color and it goes good with my dress.
What color is your dress? Are you wearing the green
it's
one?
It's like blue and white. And it's the
Lily Pulitzer one.
Yeah.
That one was so cute.
Yeah, so I'm wearing that. So the pink
look. Oh, that does look good. Never mind. Okay. Did you get gel on your toes?
Yeah. They like don't come off ever. But so like my toes will forever look good.
Can't relate. I have the ugliest feet on the planet. My Hang on. Okay, so I have a complaint against all of humanity. My toes are very, very short, and everyone else's toes are really long. Like
this one.
My foot doesn't look really not normal, but like it. I just look how long your toes are. And then look at my toes and tell me that's not weird.
I think smaller toes are better.
Yeah, they are. But everyone has longer toes than I do. And it really
hurts
my feelings.
Well, then
yeah.
I don't know why.
And I looked at all my family's toes and they're all the exact same. Ew. They're all longer than mine.
Why did you look at your family's
because
toes?
Because I'm insecure about my short little nubby toes.
Yeah. That's a little weird.
I'm going to tell Rachel about that. And she's going to be like,
she's like, so that's the root of all your issues, right? And you're like, yeah.
It all started
when my brother made fun of my toes.
He never has, though. It was literally just like I was sitting here and like everyone was like sitting around and I was like, my toes look kind of weird. And then I was like, wait a minute. Everyone's toes look different than mine. So anyway, if I ever have to sell feet pics for money
like,
in college.
You like short toes, right?
I'll be like, is short toes okay? And they're like, no. Ew. Disgusting. And I'm like, you're the one who's making me, who's buying feet pics. So
can you just go online and look it
literally
up?
Literally, you'd think that you could. You would, like, if I just Google feet. Hang on, let's just Google feet really quick and see what comes up.
Federalism feet. Is that what you look up at, Steve?
Yeah. Ooh, federalism. That's what really gets me going. See, like, ew.
Ew. I really don't like feet.
I really ew. Look at that. That's so gross.
My brother's really gross.
I don't get why you have to buy feet.
I don't get why you
just
even
Google
want
it.
Feet. Picks.
Yeah, I don't get it either. But you know, just. Setting that aside, like, just don't waste your money, foot fetish people, you nasty. Yeah. But also, I do need a way to make money in a way that won't make me have to work. So in college, you know,
yeah, I'm gonna sell weed, I think.
That's bad. You shouldn't be admitting that on a public platform.
Well, you know, here in our good old state,
it's legal now, though.
It's legal
they're
now.
Opening a dispensary
once
in our town.
18, 21.
Do you have to be 21?
Yeah, is that junior year?
Oh, I think that's high school. Year. I was like a fifth year.
I think that's senior year. Whatever.
I have no idea.
Just kidding. But please don't come for me.
Yeah, please don't. Okay, so.
Last thing. Unless we come up with any other.
And even though it was like literally a month ago. Was it a month ago?
Like 2 months ago.
It was like 4,000 years ago. But I went to prom and it was wicked, wicked fun.
With her boyfriend.
I feel like I definitely talked about this. Oh, no, I definitely didn't.
See,
okay.
It said you're going to prom.
Yeah, okay. So I went to prom and it was so much fun, you guys. It was. Literally a bomb diggity time. I was almost late because my hair appointment took a really long time because my hair was very extra. And I almost missed all of pictures. So I was at pictures for like 5 minutes and then we had to leave. And
it's
was
a
really
junior
fun.
Prom, by the way.
Yes, it's not a junior prom.
It's a junior, so.
Yes. Oh, also, I completely forgot, but we had too many people in our car on the way to the prom. And so Steven had to ride on the lap of somebody. And so he was just in the front seat. We had two full-grown boys in the front seat. And we were like, we are going to get pulled over. So then we had to go and get Steven's car. But it was just funny because I was like, hey there. Hey up there, watch your hands. That's my man's. Don't.
Ew.
Don't. Please don't
molest
him.
Well, we all have dates, so.
I mean.
Stay back.
But
does
anyway.
Does he know that I.
Yeah, I think that. So. I don't think I've ever said that you say
you
it.
No, Steven, if you're here, one time you were walking out. I saw you walking out of the student council.
Homeroom?
No. I'm not in that. I'm only part of the school...
I just hit Liv.
School committee, sorry.
School committee.
So I have to go to these, like, meetings, whatever. Anyways, so I saw him walking out of the banquet.
Yes.
And I really wanted to scream at Stephen.
You should. Next time you see him.
No, I don't know him that well, you know?
Okay,
like,
we'll just
met,
get
like,
to know
once
him.
At Pops.
Oh, yeah.
So well, I want to be like, David! But he would have been like,
I've been like, hello?
Because that's what he sounds like.
Hello? Yeah, he just has a really deep voice.
He does. Hello? I'm actually really sad, you guys, because he is going to D.C. for a whole week.
That junior.
It's the youth governor.
Whatever.
You dumb whore.
Same difference.
Yeah, he's going to a youth and government conference in D.C. Mm-hmm. With all the other governors, and it makes me really sad. And he's on a 9-hour train ride today because he's scared of planes. So,
wait, he has to go by himself?
Yeah. Isn't that so sad?
Why wouldn't he go on a plane?
Because he doesn't like planes. Would you want to take a plane by yourself or would you rather take a train?
Plane.
Are you kidding me? You'd rather take a plane by yourself? By yourself?
Last, we basically did in California.
No, we didn't. There were adults and other, like, he's not going with, he's not going with other kids.
Yeah, I know.
Like, not, like, his, nobody, like, zero people.
Yeah, we checked in by ourselves. We got ourselves places. Yeah, but, like, we did barely. Everything.
Not really, though. We, I don't know. I would way rather take a train. I love trains so much. Yeah. But it's a 9-hour train ride, so I feel really bad for him. And he's just been sitting on there since, like, 8 o'clock this morning. Stay on.
What time is he supposed to get there?
Like, 5, I think. Oh. So it sucks. It sucks.
He's got, like, 2 hours left.
Yeah. I would find it. But anyway, I'm glad that that is not me. But I really do wish I was traveling, you know? He's traveling, my mom is traveling, my brother.
You gotta have a school, though.
But I'm back in school, taking my finals. He had to skip all of his finals. He had to make up all his finals.
Oh, or he got too exempted from them because he had good grades.
He's a junior.
Your brother's a senior.
No, I'm talking about Steven, you dumb baby. Oh,
I thought you meant your brother.
And he's already graduated, you.
Yeah, I was like, he's done.
Liv is so dumb. Okay, well, I feel like that's kind of, that kind of puts a nice little bow on things, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, do you have anything else to add?
I don't think so. I think I'd like to say, Liv is really freaking ugly. It's that's a really mean. Good thing this is a podcast and not,
well, you can like probably go and look us up.
Yeah, Google picture Liv, and then you'll be like, Jesus Christ, why does Liza hang out with her?
Actually, I'm actually sent to a model agency. No, I am. No. Yeah, I am.
What modeling agency?
I can't tell you that.
Why not?
Because the contract's not done.
The contract's not done?
Yeah. Ugh. You can literally check my emails.
You can literally check my emails.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. I have no
emails. I'm actually
not a model. I... okay.
Can you...
Can you stop?
Okay, guys. That's the end of the podcast. Bye!
goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. We love you a lot. And we'll see you very soon.
Hopefully next week.
Hopefully not in a month. Okay, we love you.
Probably next week.
Probably next week. We'll see. Bye!
Bye, sister!